Good grief. Good morning. I have to find my notes. One second. Here we go. It's great to see all of you this morning. How many of you have heard the old campfire song, "If You're Happy and You Know It"? Yeah? Well, there's other words to that song. It goes something like this. I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. I'm alive, alert, awake. I'm awake, alert, alive. I'm alive, alert, awake, enthusiastic. This morning, we're going to think a little bit about enthusiasm. And I hope that I can infect you with a little bit of enthusiasm, because it's contagious, isn't it? I'd like to infect you, every one of you, with this germ of fire and life, so that you might leave here today with a little more of the fire of your own inner spirit expressing. Each of us has this fire within us. It's an eternal flame that never goes out, but which quite often can burn down to little more than a pilot light, but it's always there. It's always the root of our being. It's always the one thing that defines us. This fire within us is one of the great mysteries of life. Essentially, it's very much like your spark of creativity. In the composer, it may flame up as a great symphony. In the poet, it may express as a beautiful rhythmic poetic verse. In an artist, it may be some kind of beautiful painting. But in you and me, it may simply express in terms of the energy to live our lives with zest and interest, with enthusiasm. In the early Greek times, God was always considered as a flame or a fire, often on the altar outwards. But for some more transcendent philosophers, he was also seen as that which burns within. So in a sense, the meaning of enthusiasm is on fire with God. Each of us is born with this celestial fire at the heart of us. It's the one thing that truly defines us. It can be turned up into a living flame whenever we care to do so. When we turn it up, we are in tune with this tremendous creative flow. It's not that it does things out there somewhere, but it releases things from within us. There is a continuous need to fire up this flame within us. We need to do it every morning of our lives. No one's going to turn up your enthusiasm for you. You may say, oh, well, it's nice to be enthusiastic if we have wonderful things happen to us. But this isn't what it's all about. It's important that each of us turn up this living flame for ourselves every morning of our lives. Because without this fire, we will look upon each day as just another day of dealing with things either in despair, boredom, or apathy. We think of the things we don't have and the things we'd like to have, but we're not focusing on the newness that every day of life gives us to experience. Just think of all the many blessings in your life today. Simple little fundamental things, and yet not so simple. Think of your senses and the ability to see and hear and taste and smell, and becoming aware of life around you through your senses. I'm reminded of Helen Keller. She lost her sight and her hearing at a very early age, 2 years old. Yet she went on and was the first deaf and blind person to earn a college degree from Radcliffe College in 1904. Did you know she also learned 5 other languages? 3 of which were French, German, and Latin. She learned to speak by feeling vibrations and feeling the lips for the shape of the sounds. She traveled the world and changed the lives of millions of people with her example of hope and courage. Do you think this is what the Apostle Paul had in mind when he said, "Stir up the gift of God which is within you"? It's already within you. Stir it up. Turn it on. Wake up to it. Release it, this gift of appreciation, this gift of perception, this gift of childlike wonder, of spontaneous enthusiasm for life. You may have some reservations about this. You may think, well, that's all good to talk about being enthusiastic when you have a lot of wonderful things in your life. But with my problems, how can I be enthusiastic? How can I be enthusiastic with the way I'm being treated at work? How can I be enthusiastic with the problems I have with my family? How can I be enthusiastic with my financial condition or my physical problems? Yeah, enthusiasm is nice to talk about, but it is kind of pie in the sky when you're down in the dumps. But this is one of the fallacies of human thinking, as Unity teaches. It's important that we look at it, that we see it, that we understand it in terms of our own human experience, because we tend to believe, and society conditions us to believe, that things such as joy and love and zest for life are the effects or results of a happy life. Just walk into your office or your store sometimes smiling and bubbling over with happiness, and somebody will probably say to you, "What do you have to be so happy about?" But I want to ask, why do you have to have something to be happy about? Why can't you be happy simply because you want to be happy? Because you've decided to turn up the flame. In other words, it's error thinking that happiness and love and enthusiasm are simply the result of something that happens. The truth is, as Jesus beautifully puts it, give thanks first, and then the blessings will manifest. Love, and then you will be loved. Stir up the power of enthusiasm, and then you will find yourself in tune with the creative flow by which you will achieve the things that would justify your enthusiasm, which has, after all, come first. The enthusiastic salesman turns in signed orders. The enthusiastic inventor builds a new energy-efficient engine. The enthusiastic lover of flowers produces a new and beautiful specimen, and the enthusiastic person expresses an enthusiastic, successful, beautiful, fulfilling life. The enthusiasm comes first in God. It's not something you put there, but something you awaken, that you turn on. It's easy to be enthusiastic about things after they've worked out successfully, but you see, this is not really enthusiasm. This is simply an emotional response to life. Enthusiasm is not a response. It's a cause. The enthusiastic person doesn't actually act that way because things are going well for him or her, but things tend to go well for the person because they are enthusiastic. It comes first because something of that spark has been turned on and released. You might understand what enthusiasm is all about if you look at a little child. Just think for a moment about the children in your life. Children are almost disturbingly enthusiastic, especially if you made up your mind that you're gonna dwell in the dumps for a little while. If you've got problems you want to stew on and fret about, it's terrible to have a child bubbling enthusiastically. Vitality and vigor and life depend on what you do with yourself, on how you think, how you live, how you identify yourself in terms of the constant, eternal flow of life. One who keeps the inner flame turned up need never deteriorate. You're alive, awake, enthusiastic. These words were actually inspired by Charles Fillmore, who lived into his 94th year and right up until the very last had this tremendous joy and zest for life. He said, "Every morning I spring forth with a vital faith to do the things that should be done by me." How wonderful it is to keep that sense of the aliveness of life, not to give in psychologically and emotionally to the thought that, after all, I have to act my age. I'm not as young as I used to be. This is because we allow ourselves to decide that mature, responsible acceptance of life means half living. Most of us got this early in life when someone said to us, "Act your age." That means tone it down, let the lamp flame go dim. After all, as a mature person, you should be subdued. You should be quiet. You should sit in the rocking chair and rock. Well, fortunately, there are many of us rejecting this. Fortunately, many of us are coming to realize that enthusiasm and life are our inheritance. This is the way life should be. In Isaiah 40, verse 31, we are told, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." they that wait upon the Lord. This word wait is a very interesting word because we do a lot of waiting in life. We wait for a break in the weather. We wait for one another to get ready. We wait behind a monumental traffic jam. We wait for the repairman. We wait for our children to grow up and to be on their own. We wait for a job. We wait for retirement. Life is a constant process of waiting. We tend to live in the waiting room, and we never actually get in the living room. We're always outside waiting for life to come in. These periods of waiting tend to cause us to lose our spark of enthusiasm. Wait upon the Lord. The key to the alive, awake, enthusiastic life is wait in the fullest sense of this meaning. Wait upon the Lord, because this doesn't mean to sit with folded hands. It's not saying, well, in God's good time, it will happen. God's good time is this time now. There's no other time. There's no tomorrow in God. There's no yesterday in God. Now is the time. This is it. God's good time is today's good time, this moment's good time. So to wait on the Lord doesn't mean to wait for something to happen. It doesn't mean to wait in terms of sitting, hoping that somehow God will get around to giving us more or that things will change for us. It means to get in tune. It means to get yourself plugged in through releasing your own inner potential, getting yourself awakened. To wait upon the Lord means to get plugged into a dynamic realization that has focus, that has direction, and then give it that direction. Take time to be still and to listen to the inner direction and to get the eagerness to launch forward into that which comes next and that which is right for you to do for your own unfoldment. This is a part of divine guidance, which is the continuation of the divine effort that made you in the first place. It's the dynamic self of you that's always there. It's God's gift to you of his continued presence and power. Suddenly, you will find yourself filled with direction, with the energy to move forward toward your goals. You will find yourself filled with life, vitality, and a zest for living that enables you to move easily and effortlessly toward the good that you seek. You'll find yourself so intent on the thing to be done that your wishes, your will, your ability, your love, your faith, and your interest all unite in focus to do this thing. Stir up the gift of enthusiasm within you. It's already there. You are right now fundamentally as enthusiastic a person as anyone the world has ever known and anyone that you now know. I am alive, alert, joyous, and enthusiastic about life. Maybe you'd like to express this with me. I dare you to get the sense that this is not trying to make something happen to you, but it's like throwing on the light switch. Be joyous about it. Give thanks for it. Open the circuit. Let it flow. Say it with me now. I am alive, awake, enthusiastic about life. Amen. Surely the presence of the Lord is alive and awake within you, within this place. As we stir up the gift of God within us, we affirm there is only one presence and one power in the universe and at work in my life. God, the good, omnipotent, and so it is.